Simshanain Bays, Sif Yates, Mishabura, Sivkat and Kuflama Gimel. So we had two Chatzeris, and within two Chatzeris is this pile of Tevin, which they're using to feed their animals, etc. Each chotzer had people which lived there. And the opening between the two chetzeres was more than 10 amas. So normal, were not for the tevin, they would have to be ma'arif together, because an opening more than 10 is a pirtza, and becomes one bichotzer, and they have to be ma'arif together. But instead, you have this tevin in the gap. So the law is, so if it's 10 tochim high, each side is marv la'atzma. The gam zeh neshal mechitza, it's considered a mechitza. Avshalo kibin ba'anachosah, the shem mechitza. Even though when they made the pile there, their goal wasn't necessarily to make a mechitza, the goal was to create a pile but would be accessible from both sides, and both sides can use it, etc. It wasn't to make a mechitza, but that's still a valid mechitza. Now, nismayit b'chol. So then they have to ma'arav together. But nismayit b'chol, so the Mishabura kuflamet hey, ava nismayit b'shabbos, kibbe shehutra b'tchilas k'nisas ha'shabbos is hutra. So once the beginning of Shabbos there was a mechitza, that's efficient. And it maintains the status of their ma'arav separately, and they're allowed to continue to carry the rest of Shabbos. This mayit may asora. How do we go about asora? Now, it went lower than 10 tefachim high, but how much? It was just an amma wide, so what's the problem? So you have a mechitza with a gap of an amma in the middle, so it's like a pesach. And umemeshach yosem esramas, and this hismatus extended for more than 10 ammas. But if the gap is less than 10 amas long, so then it's a Pesach, so they have a choice of being ma'arv together or separately. The word should be pachos me eser, it should be pashtus, not me asara. Okay. Now, the next step is, in a case where it wasn't these mice that they're being ma'ar separately, so they neither party can take from the tevin on Shabbos. The sukkaposa b'Shabbos. So why can't they gather some of it off of the pile into a container to take to feed their animals? The chashid and dilma shalkal tuba m'mayit le me'asar tefachim because of the talta b'chotzer. So they were ma'arav separately. So, and by doing so, they're going to m'mayit it, and they're going to continue to carry. Now, the Mishabura says, one second, I just told you in Kuflamet Hey that you're allowed to continue. If since we had a Shabbos, it was the right height. You know, it was Nismayit or Shabbos. It's Mutter to carry. So what are we worried about? We're worried about being Nismayit or Shabbos and continue to carry. What do you mean? Because now it's only one chotzer. And the Erev was done separately. So it's not a good, you know, like Batalta. But you told me once again, Shabbos is Mutter. It remains Mutter. So he'll see that he carried on this Shabbos. So he'll believe he can continue to carry the next Shabbos. One shot. B'yeshar, in the second shot, he said that's, you know, to make a gzera, this Shabbos, because the next Shabbos seems to be stretching it a little bit. The time of the high tavern, muksu me'esmo, the mechitza zu, vasa the taltoloi. Since it became the mechitza, it now becomes muksa.
Isn't it also like being mishtamish at the top of the wall between the two chaserus? Even mishtamish with the wall, literally, not just at the top of the wall.
Yeah. Simple answer is I don't know. I had the same question. Yeah.
I don't know if that's maybe the same thing, but why is it concern of taking on Shabbos and not a concern also taking during the week that someone will come to carry on the upcoming Shabbos, another Shabbos?
Right. So we already said in Yismai Pachol, that so when it comes Shabbos, he'll recognize that there's a problem. So he understands that the impact of his actions during the week, well, he has to check before Shabbos how it impacted. But the first shot over here is saying that, but if he did something on Shabbos and he didn't do anything on the week, let's say, last Shabbos he continued to carry, it sort of moves out of his thought process that he needs to check it. And which is why the second shot says he doesn't really see a difference in that during the weekdays. And if you're choshish, you're choshish, you're not choshish, you're not choshish. And that's why he comes up with a different argument of that it's muksa. Yeah.
And then a question on the terrace of it being muksa. I mean, my understanding is before we were saying that you're setting it there for food, and it happens to be a wall. So if you're setting it there for food, and it happens to be a wall, it's not necessarily, you don't have a mind that's set aside that you're not going to use it in Shabbos.
Correct. But once it's functioning as a wall, and we need it to be there as a wall, it becomes... That becomes, it's going to become, in a certain sense, its primary function.
And once all the food is there and it's set up as food, and then it acts as a wall on Shabbos, and we're saying that they don't have to, I might have said this in my edit, but that you don't have to be Masari. You just be Masari with one side of the wall, not the other side.
Right, each side is considered separate, so each one has to do their own Erev.
Yeah. Okay,
so you can't take Biyadayim away from the wall. You can't bring your animal directly there to take from the wall. If you allow me, the Dimashak will be other Menosinah, because we're afraid that if he stands there with the animal, he's going to then hand it directly to the animal. But what he could do is sort of, as the animal is wandering through the Chatzar, by movement of the, by placement of his body, he'll force the animal to go in that direction. Hasam el Hashem. Now, so you're not taking a biyadayim, okay? But the problem is not the act of taking, the problem is the subsequent caring after the taking. So what's the difference if you take a biyadayim, or if your animal takes it, but we're afraid that the person, even after the hide has been ismayed, he will continue to carry, which is problematic. So Rashi asked the question, and the animal tends to wander around and eat little pieces here and there, so it's not going to focus on just taking from one spot and reducing the height. Okay. Now, the Rashi says even b'chol tzaser, because shem yifchas me'aser b'erev Shabbos samach l'ben hashmashes l'yargish b'darbe v'tal tzelu b'Shabbos b'aser. So if you will take during the weekdays, you will take erev Shabbos also, and you might have checked earlier in the day, but right before Shabbos, it will continue to be used by people, and they're not going to check, assuming that everything is okay. Now, this problem is only if you take small amounts. But if the person would take a large amount and let's say relocate it to somewhere else, that's not also. Because then it's obvious to everybody that it's missing. Because we're sure now that we don't ask during the weekdays. Okay, now, so that's all talking about a case of a gadol which is between two chatzeros. Of a goddess who should team between two batim. Shane Shtebatim, Prutim, Beyosim, Esther Amos, the Mokim, a goddess. So you have two houses next to each other, and both of them are open on that side, an opening which is more than 10 amos. And the Gaddish acts as the wall between the two houses. Who says him? Mabatim, Shaykhim Kolecha de Chotzer Cheris. There's no ear between the two houses because they're not in the same chotzer. They're in opposite chaseris, and this is like the back part of their house. The front part is opening out to a different chotzer, so they're not more. There's no ear between the two houses. Okay. So now, so when the height of this goes down, so this house is poured to a makam asur lo, which makes it asur to carry inside of it. But even so, it's still you're allowed to feed the animal directly.
Is the
mishmar?
Is the chutzah here is only the gadish is serving as the wall of the houses, or there's like a backyard, which is a private backyard.
Theoretically, that would be the case, but that wasn't a common thing. If the case that we're giving here would be...
The backyard is the luxury called. It's the... what are they called?
Called the muksar, the rechava.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but that usually wasn't limited to one person necessarily.
Uh-huh.
That was... Uh-huh. The case that we're here was it was a private area. So the case we're giving, and if you would have that, would accomplish the same thing. So I'm not sure... the concern would be the same, but the heter of mutalach of the hemta b'yadayim wouldn't be the same. Whereas the mimon kaddish, even though there's a shul, you still have to feed the animal, right? So that heter is more connected to the idea of a bias. Let's see. Now, who would the bias echad gadol? Shenechel shama yirei mechitzas atavin shebamsa ishgolecha pesach lechotzer cheres v'lir mechter shiachad shalak atavin oisim zelzeh. You have one big building. Which you put this big pile of tevin in the middle to act as a machitza to the two sides, and there's two doors to the outside, one on each side, and they're opening to all the chaseiros, and they were more upset. They joined the different chaseiros. If the tevin would be nismayit, so they both would be also to carry inside the building now. But still, mutul lahaychol. The marik kashiyesh tikra lagadish. Or shatavin munach umafsik bemsa ba'iskan. Now, see, either the case was that the second case I just gave you, it was inside of the building, so there's a roof over the whole thing. Or the case where it was in between the two, but they built some type of a roof over that area as well. Those in lachas shami yismayit mesar b'lo yargish. Kim dika tikra kim mafsik mesar minkra milsa. When you have something to measure it against, it's more noticeable. So just standing free out there in the middle of nowhere, it's not easy to notice that it moved down a little bit. When you're contrasting it against the area around you, you notice it. So by the fact that there's this roof overhead, it makes it easier to notice, and therefore we're not afraid he's not going to notice and continue to carry. So now the Shartzian says over here that the only case that this would actually act as a separation between the two houses is only if it reaches all the way to the roof. If it just met the 10 tvachim high alone, something which is clearly one distinct unit, like the case of the Bam Sabayas, you wouldn't divide it based on this mechitza grew of a pile of tevin, which is 10 tefachim high. It's only if it reaches all the way to the roof, or at least love it to the roof. Well, once that's true, once it's ismaya, even a little bit, you'll notice it because it's not next to the roof anymore. Um, So the Sharzi and the Kufay points out, because it had been a gap of three tvachim, sorry, even ten tvachim. Hi, a material mechitza grua kazu. That's not enough to be matter. Unless it reaches all the way up to the tikra. Okay. And fine. Now, first we draw now, Shain Shom Shnei Batim, Rak Bayis Achas, Beloy Mechitzis, Malaya Tevin. Mazem Afsik Ben Shnei Chatzeris. It's a different scenario totally. He says over there you don't find that there's a din of Magia at a Tikru. But in the scenario where you want to be Mafsik Abayis, the Mafsik Abayis, it has to be a significant type of a Mechitza. So if it's a mechitza, which is a mechitza, normal mechitza, you don't need to reach to the roof. But a mechitza guru like that, it has to reach to the roof. And therefore, we're not afraid of any mistakes because it'll clearly be noticed when it diminishes. Okay. Simon Shadayin Gimel. So you have... Shnei Gezuteros, like a porch sticking out. Pirish and certain boltim mitzvahs a tikras aliyah the b'shus harabim. A bolt is mishtei aliyas zu keneged zu. So you have a porch. You have a second floor. You have two houses, which both have second floors, and they're across the street from each other. And each one has this. Front area sticking out from the building, from the floor, the ceiling of the first floor, the floor of the second floor, something extends out over the Shasarabim. And now they decide to put a plank between the across, above the height of the street, across from the two porches, one across to the other. So above 10 tefachim is not Rosh Hashanah, but the Maisa, they're clearly distinct and separate from each other. So if Nelson the name Neser Rochav Arba, if the board which they put, which goes across, is 4 tefachim wide, so Reu Kepesach, it's considered that you now have an access point between the two of them, and therefore Umar Minyaka, those two aliyos can be Ma'arav together if they wish. And if the gap between the two is not 4 tefachim wide, I feel below Neshanami Dino Hachi, so then they're, we saw before, you could step across something which is less than 4 tefachim. So you can step across from one to the other, so then they can be married together.
Meaning if they're each part of the chaseros, they
join the two sides of the street, so they're not really.
What are we being married
yachad? The two upper floors want to become one rishus together from that one to the other, like two houses being married together. But v'im ratzu kolach achas ma'arevus la'atzma. They don't have to join together to Pesach, so they can be ma'arev with the bayis down below, and the chotzer with that bayis open, that they don't have to join each other. This is the case where they were directly across the street from each other. But let's say one was further north, and one was or further west, and one was further east. Shachas mashukah l'mizrach v'achas l'marev. So not directly across from each other. So any mekalim la'arav yachad, they can't be ma'arav together. One is higher than the other. And even if you put a board, but since the board is at a slant, it's not an easy thing to walk on. So therefore, l'chosh pesach. That board is not considered a pesach. But that's only if the distance between the two is across the street is at least 3 tefachim or more. One's 2 tefachim higher than the other. One 2 tefachim more to the east than the other. So that's fine. The board would consider a pesach. Zu keneged zu. So Mr. Bar Olive, Rasar Mish is that bar midorim litzafim, v'zeh mitzafim l'dorim. There are two sides of the road. You know, if you picture the road running north south, so one of them on one side, the south, which is the side which is going south. So you look at your merpeset. This kesutra is basically it's running above the road, north south. And the other side is running south north. I mean, I'm not sure why you have to describe it like that.
So the road is east west, isn't it? Or am I reading this wrong? If the road is east-west, and perpendicular to the road is north-south, so one is going north and one is going south, they're facing each other, and the road is east-west. So in the end of this, of the halacha, when you're offset by Kilfach, and then you're offset east-west, you're offset along the length of the road.
Okay. It's going east-west, and this is sticking out from its building. The northern building, it's facing towards the south, and the south building is facing towards the north. That's what he means?
Yeah, okay.
You put a neser, bein and shikra, a neser, mi-masmerim, shal yukhul atatla b'shabbos. It has to be something which stays there, and we saw that before also by the case of the gap in between, and you put a neser across. So over there, there's a halacha that it has to be kavua b'masmerim. So the Mishnah Rabbah does not point it out, but the verse of Dirshu, he says in that kavua b'nesem b'masmerim k'nishal yuchal nizam b'shabbos, like the Mishnah Rabbah says later on in Shanayin Gimel. But if you're mevatel there, and you're just planning to leave it there for an ongoing basis, that would be accomplished the same thing as if it's been attached. I'm not sure why the Mishnah Rabbah waited till here to say it, but the point really belongs back to before also. So Rav Kapasach, Pir Shayadizem, Mutal Tatsal Vishtech Hatzeris, you're allowed to carry from Mizel Hazem, Yurtsal Arv Yachel, the Kimishesh Nesser, Benam, Rachel Barboa, Rayochel, Lakal Lelech, Pesach, Aliyah Zula, Aliyah Shakadum, Starfim. Okay. One second. So that's an interesting point. It means you're now allowed to be ma'ariv the chotzer which that aliyah is shaykh to with other chotzer, because there's an access point between the two. You go through the aliyah through over the gzustra, over the nesach to the other side. So that'll be ma'ariv the two chotzeris together. Okay? Chotzer megadim. Da'av kemesh etzir makarber shayi gzustros boltas min aliyah sheish pem diurim. So you saw before that the Pesach was built within the first 10 tefachim from the ground. And other way, if there's a wall which is 10 tefachim high and there's a machitza between the two of them, building a Pesach above that doesn't work. Now here we're saying that it works. It doesn't work between two chatzeris. So if you have two chatzeris, which is a wall which is 10 tefachim high, and then you make an opening above the tenth tefachim, it doesn't help because there's a mechitza in the two of them. But over here, since the people are living at this level, we saw the case of the house also, you could do an opening above tenth tefachim, because you say in the house you can move things over and you can move furniture over there and leave it there. So it's easy to go through, even though there's a wall with tenth tefachim high between the two houses, and they only made the Pesach above tenth tefachim, but in the house it's easy to go up to the higher levels and down again. Whereas in the Chatzah, you don't have that option. So this is going to parallel that halacha that we had before, that's after by a case of the Gzustros, because they have the urine. Kamal Yabba Shimon Abeis, Mshay Batim, Yechal Marav, their Pesach Shabbatim, Afilu Malam Yasor Tvachim. Umhoy Kagav, and Boltas, Mshay Chatzeris, Lamahani, Kim and Shulamalam Yasor Tvachim, and Al Shom. So if you had a wall in between the two, and you made a board from one wall to the other, but there's 10 Tvachim high of wall, that's right, you have a board, but the board is too high. You make your Pesach too high. But over here, since it's coming out of the Leliyah, that's acceptable. They also can be marred together if the Gezus Toros are wide enough that the gap between the two of them was less than 4 Tvachim. So he said that it's easy to step over. So there's an easy access point between the two of them. Similarly, they can be marved together. Okay. Dina Haki, come and ask her, Shechol Marav Yachad, because she used to be marved together. He wrote to Marav and Shnayim, but they don't have to be marved together. If these are very long and they're adjacent to each other in a very close way, less than 4 tvachim. For it isn't more than 10 amos, it's like they're porous to each other, so they have to marry up together. Or if that's the whole length of the whole area. So if you would have two chaterias which are next to each other, and the width of the chaterias is only 9 amos, but they're totally open to each other. Well, it's only 9 amos long, so it's not a piritza. That's not true. If the two chaterias and the whole distance of their shared border is 9 amos, and it's all totally open, they're called porous to each other. So he said the same thing over here by the taste of the Gezus Rose. Okay. Since it's not that case, they can be ma'ariv separately or together. If there's multiple boards going across, which adds up to more than 10 amos of access, ma'ariv and echa b'lishnayim. Okay. We've had other cases. When you have a case of a chotzer like this, They have to ma'arav together. If not ma'arav, they can't carry at all. Over here, the gezusra, the aliyah, because it's a bias, which then opens into the chotzer, the fact that it has this gezusra, which is poritz across, doesn't mean you can't carry in the aliyah and from the aliyah to the chotzer, if they were ma'arav separately. It just means if you want to carry you want to find a way to carry kelim from which are Shabbos Rabayis out to that Kazustra and to the other chotzer, they're going to have to do it. They're going to have to be ma'arav together.
So what does it mean they have to be ma'arav together? Effectively, you're saying they can't be ma'arav, but.
But they can't carry an exusra otherwise. The only way they could carry an exusra, because the exusra is porous to the exusra.
The exusra is the marrow of everything together.
Right. But that chesor wouldn't.
Right, this isn't Zion.
So each of the marrow of Lahatzma. But even say, Yamutu the Chol Echo, the Taltim, and Klibeso, Beshet, the exusra, Shaikhloi. Okay. So like Marav La'atzma, but so Marav La'atzma would then, in the case where it's not poor, it's 10, so they're Marav by themselves, they can carry on their Gzustara. If it's poor, it's 10, they have to Marav together, they carry on the Gzustara. But in the case where it's less than 10, the lottery Marav separately, so they can carry in their Aliyah, in their Bayis, in their Chatzar, in the Gzustara, but you can't carry on the Neser. And not only that, the part of the Gzustra immediately opposite the Neser, that part is poured to the other side. So Mishnah Berurah says that that's Aser. So that's an interesting point. I'm not sure that you have a parallel. So the parallel case by the case of the Chatzar would be you have two Chatzaris, and they have a gap in the wall between the two, which is less than 10 Amos. So they're Ma'ar separately. So that's true. In the opening itself, you can't carry each one carries their chutz, so they can't carry in the opening because that's the access point between the two of them. But we're saying also, but connect at that point, you can't carry. So, like, I'm not in the gap. I'm in my chutzur, immediately in front of the gap, so I have this open space. But I'm in the chutzur. Mr. Brewer is saying over here by the case of so you couldn't carry. So you feel I'm not sure that's true by the case of the Chatzar.
And how do you even define it? How far can I go?
And how far would you find that they define that? The Chazanish has a problem with over here. So now, you, it's a case where it's part. So the Gzusra is part of Makom Asulah. So you can't carry anywhere in the Gzusra. You're back to according. If this is true, you can't carry in that spot. Then you can't carry anywhere. So the Chazanish has difficulty with this whole din that the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says also Mistabra. Like he's not bringing a makor for it. Okay, well, let's say one is more towards the east, one is more towards the west. So one gezustera is more towards the east than the other gezustera on the other side. So it's going to be across the corners. People are more comfortable walking across a bridge which is going straight than a bridge which is going off at a 45 degree angle from the edge of the so people just, it doesn't look as safe to people. It doesn't seem to be a function of the fact that it's longer, seems to just the fact that it's not. I mean, I'm not sure I understand any. It's a psychological.
Right, it can't be length because you could adjust the distance between the two.
Right. So it has to be psychological. Okay. You tell me that that's what people think. Fine. But if it's less than 3 tefachim. Whether it's higher, whether it's more, it's moves in a distant direction. We consider them neser that it's put straight. The gap between them is more than 4 tefachim. Because if it's less than 4 tefachim, the gap, so you're able to step across. So it seems to be saying, so the case over here was that the gap was more than 4, so you need to make a neser, and there's a problem of height. So we're saying if the height is minimal, it's not a problem. If the height is more than 3 tzvachim, it's a problem. But if the gap is less than 4 tzvachim, we don't seem to be bothered by the fact that they're offset, because I don't need a nesher, I just walk across. Now, the case of higher and lower, I think I still would find that difficult. You have to step up. So it's kilo shem mezukin ekin. So since less than 3 tefachim, it's like they're crossing each other. Does that mean it's a lezuk? Kima shemerach shabenei miyosim miarba tefachim. When I'm a kishen, kamruch exem zumi zul tefachim mishloish tefachim berichuk. Shazul tzad mizur, zul tzad marav. Benim zekin ekin zem mamamish rak shemruch tefachim mishloish tefachim. They're not opposite each other, but one's a little bit further to the east, it's further to the west. This is less than 3 tefachim. I mean, a lot of the kilo heim zukin egad zu. Av shadai and yesh arva rochik ben zulu yosin arva tvachim. Mutal yirei netzer shadai zin ben zulu zu. So Shabur is just saying, don't make a mistake and think when we say that the issue is 3 tvachim, what happened, we say before the issue was 4 tvachim, we're not replacing that issue. That's the issue of the gap between the two of them. Here we're discussing that they're this way or this way, but the gap is more than 4 tvachim. Okay. Let's hold it here.